The lesson from Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. There is only one perfect marriage. Well, perhaps two. The marriage of Adam and Eve was perfect before they fell into sin. But since that time, no human marriage can be perfect because we've become corrupted and sinful. Our soul sins and rebels against God and his commands, wanting our own way rather than the way of God. Our thoughts are too often selfish and look out only for ourselves and not for others. And yet, even within this family relationship, even in our fallen world, there is some reflection of how God wants things to be. In the way that good parents care about their children and are willing to sacrifice for them. But parents are not completely altruistic. Parents can be selfish at times too. There is only one perfect marriage. And the startling thing is that you are part of that perfect marriage. It is perfect because the husband is perfect. And that sounds sexist until you know who that husband is, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the bridegroom in the perfect marriage, the marriage of the church and Christ. This marriage is perfect because it doesn't depend on us who are frail and human and cannot but sin. It depends on Jesus, who is perfectly loving and perfectly forgiving. When we go astray, and we always do, when we look to other things instead of God, we are really committing spiritual adultery by what we say or think or do. We are being unfaithful to God. So this perfect marriage cannot depend on us. We would ruin it all. But when we recognize our sin, when we repent of our sin, when we come back to him begging forgiveness, our loving Savior welcomes us back and stays with us, even in our frailty and failure, forgiving us and loving us unfailingly. No human husband or wife can do that. And yet in Christian marriage, we have a reflection of the relationship between Christ and his church. Christian husbands and wives love each other. They forgive each other. They are committed to each other, but not perfectly. They strive for the best. Marriage, especially Christian marriage, is based on the Word of God, God's institution in the Garden of Eden. Recognizing that we belong to God and owe everything to him. All that we have comes from him. He blesses us. And we then, when we gather as a family to hear Jesus' words of salvation, his promises of heaven, we are blessed in a way that non-Christians cannot know. What we have in the Christian family and in the Christian church is something that lasts forever. Why do we care about our children? Why do we care about our spouse? Is it because we want a stable relationship here on earth? Is it because we want our children to get good jobs and to be happy? Of course it is. But it's more than that. We care about them because we recognize them, our spouse, our children, our family, as dear, precious children of God. And we want them to share eternal life with us. True lasting happiness comes from fearing and respecting God. That happens in the Christian family. The psalmist says, blessed, happy is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Children are a blessing from God. They bring their share of wonderful blessings and happiness, but they also bring their share of worries and concerns. Christian parents must ask themselves, will my children continue in the Christian faith? Will my children have a happy life? Will they find a Christian spouse? It is a great blessing when this happens, and when children and grandchildren are raised to know the eternal promises of Jesus our Savior. But not all Christian marriages are blessed with children, and not every Christian gets married. But even if you remain unmarried, even if you have no children, you are part of that perfect marriage and perfect family of God called the Holy Christian Church. This is a blessing of God, for it makes our family larger than those that live in the same house that we do, larger than those who are simply related by blood. The larger Christian family includes all believers of all time and all places. And we together are blessed when we fear and love God as our Lord and Savior. The psalmist says, "Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord." The blessing of family, like all other true blessings, comes from God. He provides it to us, gives it to us, and we thank and praise him for it. The psalmist also acknowledges this: "The Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all your days. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel." We ask the Lord to bless us, to let us see the good of Jerusalem, the peace upon Israel, his church, here on earth, and finally, ultimately, in heaven. Whatever your earthly family situation may be, a stable Christian family, or what is described as a broken home, or a blended family, for whatever reasons, remember that God wants to bless you in your family, and wants you to be a blessing to your family. And he wants you to be a part of that perfect marriage and family in the Holy Christian Church. Together, we all are brothers and sisters in Christ and brothers and sisters with Christ. God is there to bless and protect us in all things. As the hymn we just sang says in the last stanza, which we didn't sing, "O Lord, we come before thy face. In every home bestow thy grace on children, father, mother. Relieve our wants, their burdens ease. Let them together dwell in peace and love to one another." May God bless you in your family and in our Christian family together unto eternal life. Amen. Let us rise and pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.